imagine accumulating all of this knowledge over 20 something, 30 something years of experience, and then being afraid to share it with the world because somebody might be offended or somebody might feel like, well, it sounds like you're just showing off. Oh, how lucky are you? Blah, 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 you know, all those stuff. And let me tell you something, nobody's actually doing that. And if they are, you should be so in love with yourself, right, that you don't even hear it. Welcome to the Unstoppable Queen podcast. This show is for women who are ready to reclaim their confidence, own their power, and align that power with their purpose. I'm Queen Atwoboro, creator of the Unstoppable Queen movement. My goal with every episode is to remind you of the truths you already know, to awaken your soul, your intuition, and your spirit so you take bold actions that are courageous and unstoppable. Welcome to the Unstoppable Queen podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Unstoppable Queen podcast. I am so happy for this episode. Today, we are going to talk about how to stop shrinking and start leading. How to stop shrinking and start leading. Here is the truth. The truth is you were not made to blend in. You are not made to be understood. You are not made to force yourself to be digestible. The bottom line is you were simply made to lead. And that is what you're going to do. Okay. So this episode, no more playing small, no more shrinking, no more asking people questions, no more over explaining. You've done it for far too long. It is time to own your authority, claim what you know, open your mouth, and say what needs to be said. Okay, so let's go into why we do this in the first place, right? And I can tell you why I've done it. I've always, let's say, tried to make the content more palatable, try to be more understanding, try to meet people where they are. And I realized that that's actually a waste of time. Let me explain what I mean by that's a waste of time. If you've done a lot of work to grow, to change, to elevate, and to be who you are today, why on earth would you not share the new standard, the new place that you are operating from so that you can open up the doors for other people energetically so that you can shine a light on a pathway that they cannot see? If you acquiesce and go back to relatability, and I need to be relatable, and everybody needs to understand me. Well, then you're the same as everybody else. Who's going to shine the bright light? How will people see a pathway forward if we're all acquiescent to each other and for the sake of relatability? It doesn't even make sense if you think about it, right? And so, what I want you to know, right, is the reason that you've done it, the reason we've done it is because we want to be liked. It's this need to be liked, this need to be to survive in society and feel like, oh, we have this person that we is this I get along with. And if you don't get along with, then something is wrong with you. But what if something is wrong with you? Right? Like just take the premise. Like the biggest fear is, oh, something is wrong with me, right? What if something is wrong with you? And you just accept it, like, yeah, something is wrong with me. Yeah, it is. I'm freaking unstoppable. That's what's wrong with me. I know what I'm talking about. That's what's wrong with me. I see things that I don't know how to explain to you guys. That's what's wrong with me. What if something is just wrong with you and you just own it? If something is wrong, now what? Like what's next after something is wrong with you, right? I don't belong. Okay, now what, right? You don't belong. Okay, so now what, right? And why do you want to belong anyway? I think there's something that, not I think, there's something that Beyonce said years ago that I stood out to me. She was like, you create your art, you do what you're supposed to do the way you understand it. I'm just paraphrasing, and let the world catch up. And that's what you have to do, is like literally is allow the world to catch up to the standard that you understand. When I say the standard, it means that within each and every one of us, right? Unstoppable Queen. We already have reached a level of an understanding and embodiment of the work that we do, the vision that we see, the lives that we lead, that there are thousands and hundreds and thousands of people are not there yet, if you will, right? They're not there yet. They don't see that way yet, right? And so it is, my opinion, the responsibility that when you know better, not only do you do better, but you also teach what you've learned. You also share what you've learned, right? And so if you shrink, you are not sh teaching and you're not sharing what you learned. Do you understand? So in fact, we're doing our society, we're doing the world, we're doing our tribe that we were called to a big disservice when we're shrinking for the sake of relatability. What if you can't freaking relate? Like, what if you just can't relate, but then you're inspired? Like, what if you they can't relate to you, but you inspire the hell out of them, right? I have a client. She has gotten off of medication. Like, she was on so many medication, and she had gotten off of like 20 something medications during the time we were working together. And this is her lifelong process of her eating clean. You know, she's been, you know, healing, handling her invisible illness really well. Like, just doing the work that she has to do. She has so much information that she shares with the world. Very powerful, right? And it is not up to her when she's explaining to people about, you know, eating a certain way and choosing, like she does. She's similar to me in terms of like we prioritize our health. Like, you know, she goes to do red light therapy. She gets her hair, like she's like the physical part of self-care, she definitely takes care of it, as well as the internal part of self-care with the eating and the just the way of life, the stress, low stress, managing that nervous system and all those things, right? So imagine accumulating all of this knowledge over 20 something, 30 something years of experience, and then being afraid to share it with the world because somebody might be offended or somebody might feel like, well, it sounds like you're just showing off. Oh, how lucky are you? Blah, 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 you know, all those stuff. And let me tell you something, nobody's actually doing that. And if they are, you should be so in love with yourself, right? That you don't even hear it, that it doesn't even matter, because you should be so clear about the purpose that you have inside that it is better to help the hundreds and thousands of people that's going to be inspired by your story, by her story, than to say, you know what, I don't know if I should say that. I don't know if I should, you know, share that. I don't want people to feel like I'm showing off. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Some of the best, some of the greatest people I've seen, had to be who they were in order for me to be like, oh my God, that's a possibility. Like that life actually exists? Are you kidding me? And so moving forward, as we move into 20 and we start going into the next month, into 2025, I mean, as we go into February 2025, I want to call you to remember who you are. Remember who you are. Own all of the life experiences that you've experienced. Like, literally own and claim it. You have no right to put that down to make people feel comfortable. If people are uncomfortable, right, that's okay. They get to wake up. Just because somebody's uncomfortable or don't like it or is triggered means absolutely nothing for the work that you came to do. So no more acquiescing, no more convincing, no more proving. Own the what the hell you've created. Own it. Share it. Those that understand, they're gonna hear your heart. That's it. And that goes for me too. Enough with the over explaining, enough with the trying to be understood. If you get it, you get it. And if you don't, that's okay. Keep going. Like, that's okay. That's okay. And that has to be permission for everybody. If you want to be an unstoppable queen, which I know you already are, stop acquiescing. Like, I forgot how TD Jakes said it. Stop acquiescing to the murmurers of turtles. Just stop. Like, that's it. Game over for the past. And I have to be relatable and they have to understand me because I don't want, who cares what they think? Your tribe needs you to shine the light. You are a lighthouse. Shine the light so they understand what is going on. If everybody stays in the dark, we don't evolve as a society. We don't evolve as a culture. We don't evolve as a world. We just remain the same. That makes absolutely no sense. When I know you were called for so much more than that, when you know you were called for so much more than that, forget what I think. You know you were called to make a bigger impact. You know you have stories, experiences, knowledge to share with the world that only you can share. And so here is, I guess, the takeaway is like, I want you to really think, what are some of the things that only you can say? Think about your life experience. What are some of the things that only you can say? Like, share those things that you've understood, that you've walked through, right? What are those things for you? So stop convincing, start commanding, stop explaining, start expanding, stop shrinking, start leading, right? Every room you walk into, put your head up and walk like you know what you're doing, because you actually do. And don't worry about the people that don't understand. Like, my biggest takeaway for you is stop worrying about the people that don't understand. If they don't understand, get off my platform. If you don't understand, get out my way. If you don't understand, it's okay. That has to be your energy all of 2025 and beyond. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop worrying about the people that don't get it. It doesn't matter. In the bigger scheme of things, in the bigger impact that you have to make, it doesn't matter. And when you shift and you step into this level of frequency of knowing who you are, owning it, and claiming it, I promise you, the people that you were called to, which I call them levels 8, 9s, and 10s, right? They will rise up and they will meet you, because you know what I understand now? Your higher frequency speaks to other people's higher frequency. And y'all meet and have a conversation and a dance that other people don't understand. All right? All right. Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Queen podcast. If you love this episode, please be sure to subscribe and please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you know someone who would benefit from this episode, please be sure to share it with them as well, because as we rise, we want those around us to rise as well. Stay tuned for the next episode.